Another African leader, President Laurent Gbagbo of Ivory Coast, is under increasing international pressure to step down. Today, the United States warned that time is running out for Gbagbo and that sanctions against him and his supporters were imminent. International observers say that Gbagbo lost his country's presidential vote almost 3 weeks ago, but he has refused to accept that result. Violence has erupted as Gbagbo's supporters clashed with those of Alassane Ouattara. Ouattara is the man observers say actually won the presidential election. Yesterday, dozens of people died in the clashes, and today, UN Chief Ban Ki-moon warned of a dangerous situation developing in the country's main city, Abidjan. The BBC's John James is in Abidjan now. He says that the U.S. embassy in the city was directly affected by the violence.
A stray rocket seemed to have hit the perimeter wall of the U.S. embassy. It's actually located very close to the hotel which is currently housing Alassane Ouattara. He set up a parallel government. He's the man that most of the world thinks won the election, as you say, at the end of November. And his government is currently in a hotel. That's protected by about 800 UN peacekeepers, some rebel soldiers as well who are allied to Alassane Ouattara. And then there was an exchange of fire between soldiers loyal to Laurent Gbagbo. He's been the president for the last 10 years. And in that exchange of fire, very close to the U.S. embassy, we had this incident where a rocket hit the wall of the U.S. embassy. Probably slightly linked to that, the American embassy here are now evacuating non-essential diplomatic staff. So it's definitely a situation here that's evolving, and there's been an increase in tension and certainly violence in the last couple of days.
And John, maybe give us the bigger picture there, because there was trouble even before this presidential vote and even before the current president said that he's not going to leave office despite the results of the election. What do we need to know about what's behind this kind of tension?
Yes, I mean, Ivory Coast is West Africa's second biggest economy. It's a really important economy in this region and for the world. In fact, it's the producer of around 40% of the world's cocoa. That's the basic ingredient in chocolate, of course. So it's key. And even, you know, the crisis that's going on here could even increase the price of candy bars in our stores. So it does have an impact. And that crisis goes all the way back really to the collapse in cocoa prices in the 80s, which put the economy on a downward slide, if you like. That led to political tension. When the country democratized in the 90s, there was more tension. Things really got out of hand in the last 10 years, where there was a coup d'etat in 1999. A general came into power for a year. Then there were disputed elections. And then in September 2002, there was a big rebellion, which has split the country in two. And we're still in the peace process to try and resolve the problems that came out of that division.
What is the power that Laurent Gbagbo has to stay in right now, as we said, despite the results of the election, but also in the face of the international community? He seems to be thumbing his nose. We have the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who has given Gbagbo 48 hours to quit or face sanctions. Sarkozy is talking with President Obama in kind of a quiet diplomacy to engage with Gbagbo to persuade him to give up office. And then we have the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon saying that Gbagbo has to step down, hand over power to the opposition leader who won the election. But so far, none of that seems to have had any effect. Why not?
Yes, there was a huge amount of international pressure. And in a sense, this is almost a sort of casebook study for the way you have an election where the result itself was pretty clear, because the UN were here in charge of counting the votes. They had access to all the voting results. And with all that in place, not much of a dispute. You have the president refusing to budge. And I think he can do that because he still has control of the state television. And they've been very strong in cutting down on all sorts of access to the international media. A lot of international media outlets have been cut. So there's a real lack of access to information. That's one. The second one has been the official support of the leaders of the army. So I think those are the two key elements. Laurent Gbagbo, you have to say as well, is a very skillful politician, and he can exploit that international pressure almost to his own advantage by saying, look, it's the rest of the world against us. They're picking on us. We're a sovereign nation. People are interfering in our own affairs. Even playing the African nationalist card by saying that people are treating us like not a proper nation. We're our own nation. We have our own institutions. It's not for the outside world to tell us who won our election.
Speaking to us from the city of Abidjan, Ivory Coast, the BBC's John James. John, thank you for the update.
No problem. Thank you.